Thank you and good afternoon. On Wednesday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and the Department of Fish and Wildlife helped serve a search warrant with the County Drug Task Force at a property located in the 31,000 block of Highway 299 in Willow Creek. Officers located a marijuana grow site and seized over 1,450 plants. Numerous environmental hazards and violations were discovered as well, which are currently under investigation. No suspects were located on the scene, but they have been identified. Law enforcement say arrests are expected to be made in the near future. An explanation was provided for the orange tent in the sky seen by residents this morning. Dan Squire has more.
Residents of Eureka and Arcata could be forgiven this morning when they looked out their windows and saw the telltale tinge of orange in the morning sunrise, the tinge of smoke from a wildfire. There were no new fires burning in the immediate area, and the smoke came from quite a distance away. According to the National Weather Service, the hazy sunrise we saw this morning in Eureka was due to smoke that was pushed north from large wildfires burning in Lake and Napa counties. Michael Stroh at the National Weather Service in Eureka said that the prevailing winds blowing from the south and east pushed the smoke north. That smoke, between 5 and 10,000 feet in elevation, then bumped into local coastal mountains, and the sinking air dropped that haze into our area.
Thank you, Dan. In conjunction with wildfire smoke issues, the North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District issued a reminder to residents in the region today to be cautious of possible wildfire smoke in your area and to make sure that steps are taken to mitigate the health risk. Over 400 CAL FIRE personnel remain on scene containing the Queen Fire off of Highway 169 near Pequon. The fire has burned over 150 acres and remains at 75% containment. Meanwhile, CAL FIRE hand crews have the Buck Fire in the Garberville area at 85% containment. The fire was ignited off of Alder Point Road on Tuesday, but crews have limited the blaze, which has burned 16 acres. Working closely with the Arcata Police Department, Humboldt State University police continue their investigation into a paintball gun shooting that left the victim with a serious wound to his left eye. The victim, Sean Layden, was transported to the hospital for treatment and issued a lengthy post on his Facebook page regarding the attack. Layden was shot by a paintball gun while walking along LK Wood Boulevard in the early morning hours on Monday. The suspects remain at large and police say they could be driving a black SUV. However, the make or model is unclear. Anyone with information regarding the incident is asked to contact authorities. On Friday, the city of Eureka will hold its final workshop to discuss the final proposed designs for the area between C and F streets behind the boardwalk. Since Monday, two workshops have been held each day as the city gathered public opinion on what should be developed in that area. Professional architects have been included in this process and will present the final designs at the last workshop. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Residents across Humboldt County will be filing into French's Camp just south of Garberville tonight for the 31st annual Reggae on the River Music Festival, which is a four-day event. Usually with big events like Reggae on the River, traffic safety and ensuring safety for attendees are the main focuses for law enforcement. Brett Fabry, the area commander for the California Highway Patrol and Redway, was on this morning's talk shop and talked about the role CHP plays in these type of events.
For an event like reggae and other music festivals, if it's going to impact traffic like it does in a lot of events, we enter into a contract with them. And so they end up paying for higher patrol or sheriff's office services so that the taxpayers aren't burdened with also trying to pay for extra law enforcement because of these events.
Many different events and festivals that happen annually across Humboldt County usually come with various crowds of people. However, Fabrice says the mentality doesn't change for officers.
It's still always the same for us. It's just the amount of traffic now. You know, some of the events are different. You know, summer arts draws a different crowd than reggae, and reggae draws a different crowd than Northern Nights and the Redwood Run. So they all kind of draw a different crowd, and it's just a matter of managing people and traffic for us. So the genre and the people that are going to show up doesn't really change for us.
Reggae on the River will begin tonight with performances for the early bird pass holders, and the main acts in the festival will begin performing on Friday. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.